From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master and star of Sunday Night Television, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Loved you on 60 Minutes last week.
Thanks a lot. They did such a nice job.
Well, they did. They really did.
I was tickled and honored, really, to be profiled like that.
Well, you know, we've received a lot of email here from your fans, and it was interesting because a lot of our listeners heard your voice on TV and recognized the voice and went to look. And some of them were not quite sure that you jibed with what they thought you looked like. You know, someone thought that you had a lot more devil-may-care attitude, I think, is how it came across. And another one was tempted to watch the entire segment with his eyes closed so that it would
It wouldn't spoil the image he had.
The magic. But it was a lovely piece, and it was nice that Weekend Edition got mentioned. Before we begin our puzzle, though, for this week, I have to tell you about a letter we got about our on-air segment last week from Rose Leff, I think I'm pronouncing her name right, in Boynton Beach, Florida. She is a former Dutch citizen and a U.S. permanent resident now, but she reminded us that the Netherlands really doesn't have two capitals. It really only has one.
Good.
The Hague houses the seat of government, but it's not the capital. Then Amsterdam is indeed. And I think I'm the one that steered us toward that.
So the puzzle was correct.
Right, yes. But I'm the one that steered us toward that snowbank of confusion. So we managed to survive. All right, now, we had an interesting challenge for last week. Would you repeat it for us, please?
Yes, last week's challenge came from listener Jay Lapidus of West Hartford, Connecticut. I said, name a European capital, add the letter R, rearrange all the letters to get the last names of two U.S. presidents. Who are they?
Who are they?
Well, the presidents are Carter and Bush, and the capital was Bucharest.
Ooh, nice work. Well, we can tell the holidays are over because people are starting to submit their puzzle entries again. We had about 1,400 correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner is Allie Farquhar. She joins us from Weston, Massachusetts. Hi, Allie.
Hi there.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to you. You have a European accent, or I should say British accent.
That's correct. Yeah, so, I'm from Scotland originally.
Ah, so was this puzzle easy or hard for you?
I suppose it took about 10 or 15 minutes. This is the first time I've ever done one. So I felt very lucky that I got chosen at random.
Oh, wow. Yes, I know people have been sending it for years and years. You've been listening to public radio for a while?
I've been listening almost since I came from Europe in 1987. Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Well, neat, and a puzzle fan, obviously. So even though this is your first time, you seem raring to go and willing to play.
I'm all set.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Allie, and what do you have for us today?
All right, Allie, a lot of phrases in the English language are in the form blank and blank, where the first word starts with the letter H. I'm going to give you the second word of the pair. You tell me the first word starting with H. For example, if I said tortoise, you would say hare, as in hare and tortoise. Number one is shoulders.
Head and shoulders.
That's correct. Number two, there.
Sorry, there. Here and there.
Here and there. Seek.
Hill and peak.
Seek, S-E-E-K.
Oh, hide and seek.
Hide and seek is right. Puff, P-U-F-F.
Huff and puff.
Huff and puff. Mighty.
High and mighty.
High and mighty. Farewell.
Hail and farewell?
Uh-huh. Peck, P-E-C-K.
Say that again. Peck, did you say?
That's right.
Hit and peck? I don't know.
Oh, hunt and peck.
Hunt and peck is a way of typing.
Ah.
As opposed to touch typing.
Perfect.
Try this one. Dale, D-A-L-E.
Hill and Dale.
That's right. Dove, D-O-V-E. The bird.
Oh, dove. Hawk and dove?
Yeah. Hawk and dove is right. Cry, C-R-Y.
Howl and cry?
You raise a
hue and cry.
Hue and cry is right. Soul, S-O-U-L.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul. Eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs. Buggy.
Horse and buggy.
That's right. Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T.
Height and weight?
Height and weight. And, you know, when I tested this puzzle on Merle Regal yesterday, I didn't spell weight, and he said, hurry up and wait. Completely different.
He would, wouldn't he? And you'd accept it, too.
I accepted it, yeah. How about wife? W-I-F-E.
husband and wife.
Uh-huh. Sickle, S-I-C-K-L-E, as in the tool.
Oh, hoe and sickle?
No.
Symbol of the Communist Party.
That's it.
Oh, hammer and sickle.
That's right. Foot, F-O-O-T.
Hand and foot.
Excellent. Run, R-U-N.
Run.
It's a kind of accident.
Hit and run.
Hit and run is right. Earth.
E-A-R-T-H?
That's it. It's what you might move to get something done.
Oh, heaven and earth.
That's right. Garden. There's a well-known magazine with this name.
Oh, Home and Garden. Thank you.
Home and Garden, or I think it might be House and Garden.
Oh, House.
I'm going House and Garden. But Home and Garden is also a phrase. Gretel.
Hansel.
That's right. And your last one, goodbye.
Hello and goodbye.
That's it.
Hello, I must be going. Allie. You were a wonderful player.
Thank you. That was fun.
Oh, it really was. And we have some gifts for you. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. You'll also get the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and our favorite book, The Puzzle Master Presents, from Random House. Allie, what's your public radio station?
It's WBUR here in Boston.
Wonderful station. Allie Farquhar in Weston, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
Yeah, it was great fun. You're a wonderful player. All right, Will, a challenge now for all those wonderful players out there.
Yes, this one comes from listener Eric Berlin of Milford, Connecticut. Think of a word that means cut, C-U-T. Move its third letter to the end to get another word that means cut, although in a different sense. What two words are these? So again, a word that means cut, move its third letter to the end to get another word that means cut in a different sense. What words are these?
When you know, put that answer on an email and send it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.